Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth related to the last quick rant of truth, 110. Can we just cover this topic very quickly? Because I missed one of the stupid gaslighting arguments from the other day, and I want to, or from that episode. And then I want to address that. So what else do they call it? If you've got video of someone stuffing ballot boxes. True, the vote is trying to intimidate voters and disenfranchise them. Let's cover this very quickly. Okay, showing video of someone stuffing ballot boxes is not trying to intimidate voters. It's trying to intimidate people who are breaking the law. Because when you have 20 ballots and you are dropping them off at 2:30, either one of those was already basically worthy of investigation. But put together, it is prima facie proof that you are breaking the law. So that is not intimidating a regular voter. Yes, but you're looking at them. But the cameras are there to protect the integrity. Now, let's go to, and you're disenfranchising people. No, you know what disenfranchising people is? In essence, is when you make their vote not count, when you negate real votes. That is disenfranchisement. So to allow ballot stuffing to not be punished is to disenfranchise voters of the opposite view of whoever is stuffing the ballots. And the view doesn't matter. The point is that you are clearly and obviously disenfranchising somebody in all practical senses. I mean, I don't know if the courts ever quite look at it this way, but in all practical senses, you are disenfranchising someone because you're making their vote not count. You have negated their vote with fraudulent votes. It's the same thing as just simply saying, I'm going to tear this vote up. Okay, so can you imagine, since adding a fraudulent vote at the very least negates a real vote of the other that didn't vote in the same way, then it is the same thing practically as taking that particular vote and tearing it up. And that would be disenfranchisement. So again, don't be gaslit. Okay, don't believe the argument, the garbage that, well, if you have evidence of somebody ballot stuffing, then that's the same thing as intimidating people who actually vote. Well, then you don't need cameras near the ballot drop boxes, because that's where they got that. The cameras that were put there to monitor the ballot drop boxes. So if you want the argument on disenfranchisement and voter intimidation, how about those arguments? And I'll add this one. Should I be intimidated by the fact that I now know my elections are going to be stolen? Because at least one was. Am I supposed to be intimidated by that? Because I'll tell you what happens in a system where you no longer believe your vote counts and you no longer believe that your representatives actually bother to represent you. It's just the entire spirit of the society goes down because they know justice is not happening. They know fairness and justice is to be delivered in unequal ways, and therefore also the opposite. To really understand that justice and the laws are to be only put upon, applied to the small people and not the politically connected, is to be terrorized. It is to be psychologically terrorized. It is to not have the feeling of freedom that people, when they come over in a good United States, in a situation where politics has not absolutely screwed people, when they come over and go, wow, there's no oppression. It becomes a blanket. So that's voter intimidation too. Now, granted, in an indirect way, to know that your system, it just doesn't matter. And you will be oppressed. Your vote will not count. You can talk to your representatives, Freudian slip there, talk to your Republicans all day, and they just won't listen to the common sense of what you tell them. They will simply not enact or uphold the common sense of what the people want. That is intimidation. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Catch me over on Chemology 411 with Kim Schultz as well.